My name is Megan, and I was born in South Korea, and I was adopted to a family in Detroit, Michigan when I was 11 years old. My biological mother was ill, and as far as I know, that is the only way I knew of her. She was always sick, and I remember going to the hospitals and to her doctor's appointments. And she died, I think, around when I was six. It's kind of hard to tell. It's been a long time, but I think so. And I don't know what she died of, but we know that she was sick. So after my mother died, my dad had to go make a living, and he had to leave my sister and I in care of his mother. So we went to live with her, and I think that at the time I didn't know what was happening with me, but obviously I had issues. And I think now that I realize I was probably dealing with the death of my mother. It was really hard. I was not very obedient. I would always go for walks. I was not very connected with other people. I was always alone, and I wanted to be alone. And my little sister, who needed me, she always wanted to be with me. And I just remember she was very angry with me, and she would tell lies to my grandmother to get some attention. So she would tell my grandmother. She would lie to her and tell her something that I did that I didn't do, and I would get in trouble for it. So, and this was my life for a while. I can't remember for how long, but and I think I don't remember how long I lived with my grandmother, but I was not happy. I didn't know at the time, but something wasn't right, and I didn't want to stay. So when I ran away, I had a little adventure of my own before an orphanage. I was on a train. I met these two teenage girls, and they helped me. They took me to a police station, and from there, they took me to this place for lost children, where lived with nuns. So I guess it was like a convent. And we couldn't go outside. It was like a prison. And I think I lived there for about a few months. And it was the most depressing place I've ever been. There are all these kids who needed help emotionally and physically. We all lived in that little space for a few months, and we couldn't go outside. All we could do was just look at the window. And somehow I was able to leave. They let me leave, and from there I went to an orphanage. And from there I had a pretty happy childhood until I was adopted. So in the orphanage, they taught me many things, and they showed me that they loved me, and I felt loved. And I think that was my first.
Okay.
And I think that's where I felt a sense of belonging. And because I was happier, I did well in school, I made lots of friends, I was happy. But I really wanted a family. Oh, and I was also very sick. I would get sick from I would be At times, I would have to be hospitalized because I got so sick, and they didn't want me to get anyone else sick. So the orphanage put me up for adoption because they thought that that was the only chance of me surviving. So I think I stayed at the orphanage for about a few years. I was about 8, and then I left there when I was 11.
And then you had a nice family after that?
I did.
Did you have any siblings from that family?
Yes, I have two older sisters. Wonderful sisters. Everything. They showed me, they loved me, which is what I obviously needed.